Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Glock, it look like Lamborghini.
I just told
my lady bop, come on, baby, see me.
Put all the stacking niggas whack, you better not lift the pinky. In and out the trap, the way I stay, but I ain't gonna want to sleep. I'm told the ass tape for no reason,
all my ops are dead.
I got rubies on my teeth
because my mind is red.
I'm drop his ass soon, I see him, ain't no discussion. Told her ain't nothing to get a bust, now
that pussy bustin'.
All of a sudden, bitches love me, cause I'm getting money. I'ma punish any nigga
side. So stand from me.
I was spinning bins before it was a trend.
From the ugly.
Always got revenge.
If I ain't got my man, I got his cousin.
They know I made my wood work.
How about with a oak?
Haters popping out the woodwork, but they won't approach.
Talking straight gas, nigga, I want all the smoke.
I just told a y'all to just
pull over, let me drive the boat.
AR with the scope. Cut a Cartier and this side. You
got a nigga yoke.
You don't like it, we can
hear about it. We can hit about it, yeah, we can hit about it.
Hitting a missionary, she thought, yeah, tell her be quiet. I'm with Lil
Yachty. We got 20 hours.
We don't fuck with niggas, you don't like it.
We can hit about it. We can hit about it, yeah, we can hit about it.
I ain't got my reefer, you don't like it.
We can hit about it.
We can hit about it.
Yeah, we can hit about it.
I ain't do no features, you don't like it.
We can hit about it.
Yeah, get in the car, yeah, yeah. Get in the car, yeah, yeah.
You watch that music video as much as I've seen it. Know the fuck I'm talking about.
All right, that's how we starting this Juneteenth. No white people allowed. All right,
them people or whatever fucking dogs you're talking
mixed
about.
People are only here for half the day.
Shout out.
All right, we not playing today. It's two niggas and a white boy that's off camera. You feel me? We live, we in this bitch. Celebrity, stay away from me this the rest of this month. You might get slapped. You heard?
The whole month.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't he like Slovakian or something?
It don't matter. That nigga could be a ukulele. He still get hit. You feel me? You feel me? We back. You heard?
Yeah, all
right. All right, let me calm down for all my, you know what I'm saying, people that listen to this at work. It's your host with the most, Chris Monty, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Dino Simone, extra cheese and pepperoni. And I would like to welcome you back to the Brothers Podcast, all right? Episode, we start from scratch, nigga. We start from Udo. This Udo episode one of the Brothers Podcast.
You should, but this episode Juneteenth.
Well, Juneteenth, but we ain't get a chance to get our artwork updated, but we gonna get that shit going.
Put a piece of paper.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, I didn't. All right, let me stop talking shit. That was God right there. All right, what's good, Ryan? What's up with you, baby?
Back at home.
Back at home.
The demon's home.
Okay. All right.
I ain't no demon.
No.
Please. Yeah.
Okay. What's up, Dalton? Don't you better not inch into this damn camera.
I'm not doing it.
All right.
So if you're listening, just watch the video. You'll get the gag. But I'm not.
Ain't
on
no
camera.
Gag, man.
I ain't on camera. You only can see my arm and my foot. But I will not pop my face in at all.
Cause it's about the niggas.
But we I'm gonna talk though.
All shit. Nigga shit. Chitlins, pig feet, hog moths, collard greens. Moonshine, Jim Crow,
dark liqueur.
Hennessy.
Okay,
ain't got none.
You should have said this episode was sponsored by Hennessy.
This episode is sponsored by everything black, man. You feel me?
Okay.
This was Dalton's idea. A white man. They keep giving. Fuck you.
What?
Even the good ideas are white man's ideas.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. How was everybody's week though?
Great.
What episode is this?
223.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just for
223.
The analytical people out there that need to know that type of stuff. It's episode 223 of the. Well, no. Fuck. I fucked up. It's episode one of the Brothers Podcast. We not drop a character. Let's go.
All right.
Dalton, I don't care about your week. What's up, Ryan?
Okay.
Good. Where Diamond at? She always, every time I pop up, she never want to be here.
Diamond is still
booed up. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
It's cool though.
That's how I took it.
I took it like that too, because of that girl asshole. Mm.
And Amanda's being a mom today. She was like, I could bring him up there.
Hell no.
I was like, I mean, you're not contractually obligated to do anything.
I'm bringing no babies up here. It's the Brothers Podcast.
Yeah, you feel me?
It's Juneteenth. If your baby ain't black, don't bring that nigga up here. That's the energy we on, right?
I'm no black. I'm Dominican. I'm Dominican. I'm no black. So, yeah, Juneteenth is what, Sunday?
No, Monday.
Monday. Fuck. They had to get us.
Another white man told you another fact.
I ain't going to work Monday. They kiss my ass.
The post office is closed.
Tight.
Shout out to the post office. That's tight. Wicked Brown.
I saw the sign. I was like, oh, that's what's up.
No, I thought you weren't supposed to be talking.
That sounded crazy.
No, I'm going to talk on my own show.
I'm just joking, bro. I thought that was the energy.
That sounded crazy, though. I thought you were supposed to be talking, boy.
I thought that was the energy.
Okay. I'll sit outside till y'all done.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'll FaceTime Shelby the whole time.
A black woman.
You should have told her to come. You could have stayed at home with Raiden.
Okay, yeah.
He would have loved that.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Raiden sleep.
You could be playing the game then. You have a day off.
I would have done that. Yeah.
Wait, how was everybody's week?
It was good.
Yeah. How was the move back?
Yeah, that shit was tough. Two floors of stairs on the first one. I moved that shit kind of like by myself. And then the third floor, Jaleesa and her brother helped.
That's what's up.
But, like, you know, couch, bed frame, bed, boxes.
The place y'all were staying at wasn't fully furnished. Y'all bought all y'all's furniture.
Yes, sir. Austin, right? Yes, sir.
That was the question I was going to ask.
Not too bougie. We bougie, but not that bougie.
Well, I figure since, you know, it was courtesy of the Meta company.
Yeah. Fuck them niggas.
Somebody get that reference. Anyways, I'm glad y'all made it safe and sound. Did you leave anything?
Nah, but we still got hit with like a 346 fine, though.
Why?
Because they said our pets made a mess in the bedroom. And I was just like, I can only think of like two things that happened in the bedroom. And I was just like, they never go in there. So what y'all trying to say? But, you know, it is what it is.
Some nigga shit. That's crazy. Well, 300 and what?
Like $46.
All right, well, I can give you about 20 of that.
That's dope, bro. I would take anything right now.
I feel you.
Better give me that 20 too.
When Red sent me my 20 back, I was sitting here.
Cross transfer.
Oh yeah. Man, I hate that we're on the podcast because I really wanted to say something really derogatory.
Hey, this is the Brothers Podcast, brother.
Listen, bro, McKinney is crazy, bro.
Crazy good or bad?
Like, it's good where I'm at, but like, boy.
Yeah. I ain't never been out that far, I don't think, for anything.
Oh man.
Well, your dad's house is pretty far out.
Yeah, but
that's Abilene, though.
That's that way. Abilene?
No, he's in Heath.
Abilene's West Texas.
I don't know why I thought he was in Abilene.
You're talking about Heath, Rockwall.
Rockwall, yeah, Rockwall. But
still
yeah.
No correlation. But I feel you.
McKinney's up north.
Yeah, Rockwall's by like that big ass lake and shit. Yeah, like that big ass ocean. Yeah.
What is that lake called? Do you know?
Nah, fuck them niggas.
That's interesting.
That lake, Rockwall Lake.
Yeah, because you got to be at that big ass bridge. And that's all you see.
It's dope out there, though. Do we have to go that way to come home every time you go out there? Or you could take a different way?
Yeah, I take 30.
And 30 will lead you.
You go over there. Yeah.
Every time I've been out there with Dawn, you pass by that lake.
They got a big-ass bass fishing pro.
Have you? Yeah, they do. Have you been to Dawn's dad's house yet?
Remember, bro, we got the knife.
Yeah. We got
the knife.
I gave my dad that knife. I need to get that back.
My grandma hid that knife. And she was like, I thought you was in trouble. I was like, nah, that was a gift.
I thought you was in trouble.
That was a gift from a white man.
Why are grandma, like, why are older black women like that in general, bro?
I don't know, because she thinks I'm like a saint or something. And I was like, grandma, I do drugs.
Oh, that don't hear no good. As long as you don't turn to me, you'll be all right. Because, like, I'll be walking around that crib with my white beater on, like, too, right?
Yeah, but I do that outside.
Well, I do outside too, but like when I'm in the house and my parents are there, I'm like, damn, I really am that like uncle that won't move that's on like crack.
Damn, dog, nah.
Wear white beaters around the house and shit, looking through the fridge, bro, like I'm bossing shit.
That's sure. Me and Shelby watching that Josh Johnson stand up.
The white boy, right?
Yeah.
No, he's not white.
Oh, I thought.
I know what you're talking about,
you're
though.
You're talking about Matt Rife. But,
dude's crazy.
But, nah, Josh Johnson. But
this shit is disgusting.
Which one is that?
The pina colada.
Oh, but anyway, that reminded me of a joke he said. He said, if I see anybody do anything five times, that's what they do, right? Because he was talking about he just seen Joe Biden fall every time he sees. He's like, so that's what he does even when he's not on camera. He fall. So he was like, if I see anybody do anything five times, that's what they do. He said, if you see somebody light up and smoke crack in your face five times,
they do that shit.
If you do crack once, you do that shit. For real.
Crack is different. The thing about Joe Biden that you mentioned and him falling, him and Trump are only like 3 years apart.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Two, it's crazy like when you first look at Obama going into office, how young he looked and when he came out, right?
Yeah, he was one of the youngest presidents ever. Right. Yeah.
Stress, bro.
It's fucking Biden. He already hanging on by a fucking tenderloin, nigga. Like, this nigga's feeling.
Oh, he also talked about that shit, too. He said, he was like, at first, y'all, we were like, go in there. And he was like, nah, I'm kind of old, bro. I ain't trying to do this. But then he got pressured into doing it. And then he won. And he was like, fuck.
Yeah. I'm sure he wasn't. He probably thought he would beat Trump, but I don't think he thought he would be like in that bitch.
Boy, his son crazy.
Yeah, well,
shout out Hunter.
Every family's got one. Tom Hanks' son.
I like Chet though. He's just an appropriator. I like him. We can laugh at him. It's fun.
His other brother's better because he's a good actor and he's cool. He's unproblematic.
Yeah. What's that movie where Brad Pitt was like an angel or whatever?
Yes.
Somebody just posted the clip when he was speaking Jamaican. You seen that shit?
No,
that shit was crazy. No,
it's real bad though. Like,
yeah, he was like eerie.
It's one of his worst. It's one of his worst roles by far. Yeah,
he was like,
what is that movie called?
Fuck, what he said to her? She was.
It's
like,
gonna be all right.
Yeah, it's eerie. Right, yeah, it's all eerie.
Here, pull it up. We got Bluetooth. Pull it playing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna be real with you though, Tom. I mean, Brad Pitt and Dave, the Dave show, shit was crazy.
Oh, he was in that?
Bro,
Dave
pulled out all the stops. Lil Dicky pulled out all the stops for his show, bro.
But Drake was in it too, right?
Yeah, they were on that same episode. Kevin Hart really, really producing for real. Because that's like real cause.
I'll be right there. Please, my mama is sicker than him.
He says it's so serious, though.
Oh, you gotta see this shit. She already knows. She already peeped. She know who he is.
No, mama. We'll be a man. I'm going to die.
Mama, stop it. It's just a man.
What's up, Obia?
Bad spirit. She just all fever. She don't mean nothing. Please help us.
Of course.
No, Obia, sister. No devil, no dopey.
I'm sorry.
Everything Irie.
Have you registered?
I would have been looking at his ass crazy too. Like, what the fuck is you talking about?
This is gonna be irie.
You gonna be alright, mama?
Go over to Dr. Lady Mom. Gonna be fine now.
Don't leave. Don't leave me.
She'll be right back. Mommy. Okay.
I'm waiting for this nigga to start speeding. Hold on.
I from that next place.
Hold on.
What you is then? I from that next place. You waiting here to take us?
It's Ridge.
Like you's the bus driver to there. All
right.
No man, I on holiday.
Either way,
he's got progressively worse. Like, it sounded really bad.
Not from the other place. Anyways, shout out to Joe Biden and shit. Ridge wants us to call him for some reason.
Okay.
He said, JK, fuck y'all. Bro, get off my fucking phone, bitch.
Oh, yeah, good. It's Black History Month, nigga. Shut up.
you already forgot the Juneteenth.
Everybody, they've been calling it Black History Month. Like, this is our actual Black History Month.
That is true. That would be true. But...
And it's a gay month. Shout out Pride.
Shout out to Pride.
y'all seen that TikTok where they were like, hey, what's up, brother? He's like, yeah, hey, it's gay as fuck. And then he just say some word like, oh, you be sucking dick? It's probably like, you gay. It'd be funny as hell, but
nah.
Katie get it.
I'll be
seeing Katie all types of shit.
Katie get it. Fuck, I was finna say something till then. Isn't Juneteenth like really for Texas or the South rather? Because that's when Texas was free or some shit, or the South.
Yeah, I think it was when it was like the last
white man don't know his history.
We don't know our history, bro. We slaves.
They teach us this shit though.
Shit's crazy. I don't know my own man history.
They're a perpetrator. They the one who committed the crime, and then they tried to teach us the crime. Dog, let's talk about how white people are evil. All
right,
let's do it.
Nah, for real.
not all white people though. That's what's really wild. Like, how are some like so universally bad, but then others are like OD good?
Because it's taught. This is not one of them things where you just grow up and you just, I hate black people. No, you grow up in a situation where you get taught that, and it's just like, you see it, okay.
So you saying people can't be born a racist?
Hell nah, bro, you don't know shit. You can't just come out the womb and be like, I hate niggas. No, bro, there's no Uncle Ruckus in here,
yeah,
bro.
That's not possible. Yeah.
It's not, bro. It's a taught behavior. That shit crazy.
Well, everything's gonna be Irish.
Like somebody taught him with that accent, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. I really don't have anything to talk about. So, all right, let's start here. The finals happened.
Let's start here.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, bro? What's up? I didn't even watch that shit.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
We only watched it when I was at his house.
Oh yeah, that's the only game I did watch as well. Hey, what are you doing, Dalton?
I'm trying to get a clip to pull up, but you talking?
Cheap talking. The finals for the last couple of years have been kind of lackluster, no?
Nah, what? It's
this final was awesome.
No, this final was good. It's just I never really liked.
Playoffs was fire.
The playoffs
was fun, but
I didn't say that about the playoffs.
Like my neighbors, like I met my neighbors from downstairs, right? Like 72 hours, we all became like best friends. They were just like, you know, we hate you, right? And I was like, yeah.
Cause you're black.
Nah, they was niggas too. Oh. But I was leaving, and all I had to do was just go down there and just like, you know,
kick it with them.
Cause you know I drop all alcohol to them all the time, but they was just like, I remember they threw me a random blunt, right? And like. Perfect. It was pearl, but I didn't smoke that bitch. So I was like, to my coworkers, I was like, hey, y'all pull up. I got weed. So I was like, all right. So they were like, I let them niggas smoke it first. Let 30, 40 minutes go by. And I was just like, oh, okay. Y'all straight. So I'm going to smoke this shit. Hit my neighbors up. And I was like, yeah, bro. That shit was fire. That shit was cool. Like, but I'm devious because I would rather see my coworkers die before I would.
Yeah, that's.
Nigga, fuck them niggas, though. I hated them niggas.
Aw. Your coworkers?
Yeah.
But the neighbors was cool.
The neighbors cool, though.
And y'all got cool
shout out Deshaun.
Of basketball. Like,
Nah. I just see his wife and I see him. We had dreads. We had random. We had like random incidents. Like, he was walking with his package, right? And I'm like sitting in the car. I see him walking and this, you know, Austin, you see an older white lady with tattoos. She was just like, oh, is that my package? And I looked and I stood out my car. And I looked, and Nick was like, nah, bro, it's not yours. I don't work for Amazon. He was wearing a blue shirt. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't work for Amazon. I live right here. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I knocked on his door, and we had like an hour and 15-minute conversation. But like, bro, what the fuck? Like, we were just the black confusion of the shit. Like, like, bitch, how you know this was your package? And walk your dumb ass to the mailroom, even if that was your package. Watch your stupid ass to the mailroom instead of embarrassing yourself like that. I was like, every time I see that lady, she's like, hey, how's it doing? Like, bitch, fuck you. Racist bitch. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's crazy, though.
No, that's, yeah.
That's crazy.
I haven't had any encounters like that with anybody ever, so.
It was insane to even witness
it. Nah, I bet. I couldn't even imagine. Because, first of all, ain't no.
How you know that was your package, though?
Yeah.
Like it was just random. It's just like you saw a black man with dreads and a blue shirt.
Well, I'll say to assume.
That shit crazy.
It's crazy,
bro.
I'm
that
not, but
crazy.
It's also still, I mean.
That
know.
Nigga was wearing flip flops. No socks.
I mean, shit.
Black shorts. Like,
how you live.
He looked comfortable as hell.
Hey, if I was living there, bro, I probably would have been like, oh yeah, you got my package, nigger.
What?
Okay. Bro, UPS, nah. FedEx, FedEx more like they like lean towards more like Hispanic people, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But like UPS, Amazon, it's niggas with dreads hopping out them trucks. Yo, she wasn't wrong for assuming niggas. Shit, what the fuck? I mean, call me what you want. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is, I know he wasn't didn't see an Amazon truck nowhere.
Yeah.
It'd been different if there was an Amazon. It still wouldn't have been different. It was no Amazon truck at nowhere near. How the fuck?
And he didn't have a work uniform on.
It was just a blue shirt, dog. That nigga's toes was out. What the fuck do you think? That's not even safe. Like, I would have just walked over there. If I was a white person, I would have just walked over there to the office just to see if I left any other packages, and then just would have been surprised when I got there. I was like, oh, that was my package. Okay, cool.
So,
stupid
bitch. All jokes aside,
basketball.
I'm trying to figure out how to ask a question. Is she a bad person because of that?
Yes. Why? Is because you assumed a black person with a blue shirt is working for Amazon instead of just thinking to yourself, let me just walk to our... We have a secure lockers, bro.
Yeah.
We have secure lockers. And it's like really dope because you hit the QR scan, you put your locker code in.
There you go, yeah.
All the things pop open. So you, most packages are in random lockers. So you've been here for over... I don't know, a year. But it's just like, why would you like assume so you didn't have to walk somewhere to like, be like, you know what? You're right here. Let me just get my package. How the fuck did you know that was your package? Even if you were expecting something, why the fuck do you think out of all random coincidence, if that would have been her package and that would have been a Amazon driver, I would have told her to go play the lottery ASAP. Because that's like a random coincidence, bro. That's random as fuck.
Okay, so...
That's random.
Let me ask you again. That makes her a bad person.
Yes, nigga, because...
Wait. For, like, ever. For the rest of her life.
No. To me, yes. For me, yes. She could be good. She could be a Nobel Prize winner. It's just, how racist do you gotta be to see a nigga in a blue shirt working for Amazon, bro? That don't make sense, Chris. It didn't even have the logo on it. It was a random ratty ass blue t-shirt. That nigga was comfortable.
Yeah.
His toes was out, nigga.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not negating that.
You are.
No, I'm not. That was wrong for her to do that, to assume. But then I asked you, does that make her a bad person forever or whatever? You said to you, yes. And I just
What else is she does that?
Like, I mean, players fuck up every day, like every day.
Listen, bro.
And if she wasn't white and she was black and she did the same thing, what would that make that black woman?
A dumb bitch.
For the rest of her life,
she's been stupid for that. Not the rest of her life, because you can't really play that. She thought.
Oh,
listen, because she literally internalized this situation as, oh, this nigga works for Amazon. That's the first thought she had. She didn't think that was her neighbor.
At least she thought he had a job.
Nigga, that's not the point, stupid. Like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Hey, Diamond, I need you up here ASAP.
No,
where you at? Yeah, what the fuck?
First of all, again, a mishap like that does not dictate somebody's life for the rest of their life. It doesn't.
Like, I think she's a bad person just for assuming that shit.
Yeah, she bad. I wouldn't say bad, but she was like, damn, that's fucked up, bro. Why would you assume that?
She's not going to the, like, the shadow realm because she's...
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying she's a douchebag for doing that in the instance. Anywho, we talk about something else. The finals, yes, it wasn't lackluster. It's just, nigga, I didn't want to watch it. And plus, I was smoking with my neighbors. Them niggas played Dungeons and Dragons, bro.
Oh, that's what's up?
That shit was crazy.
That's some investment right there.
Bro, I thought they were in a sex cult because they had random ass people running in their house. And bro, so...
Did you play?
No, so I'm sitting over here smoking with them. They got some good shit too. And I was just like, yeah, bro, I always thought y'all was in a sex cult. I thought y'all was drug dealers. I've been watching Power lately. I thought y'all was on some random ass shit because y'all used to come out at like the same time when I came home from work. So I was just like, what the fuck they got going? Then this nigga Nick was like, he told his wife Kamara, was like, nah, don't tell him that the people are coming over. So some random niggas just walked in the door. It was a white dude with dreads. It was a black lady. It was some tall, lanky, light-skinned nigga. And I'm just like, bro, look, it's the shit right here. I was just so flabbergasted. I was astonished because it was happening in real life. But that was cool people, though. I'm going to that wedding on the 15th.
Oh, shit. That's what's up.
Going to San Marcos. Shout out Nick Kamara. Love you guys. You guys are awesome.
You sound like... That's what it sounds like. I'm it was a while ago. Miles was still living in Texas.
But mm-hmm.
It sounds like me whenever he took me to his homie Power Studio. And then
any nigga named Power means business.
Dog. And then he told me, he was like, I just want to let you know, Power is a pimp. You know, I was like, and I was like, all right, bet. Like, but we're going to like record music. That's all I thought we were doing.
Yeah.
We get there, and sure the fuck enough, I walk in, and there's like five bitches on his couch just sitting there.
Yeah.
Just ready to go.
Was any on bed?
I don't really remember.
Oh, okay.
Because also it was really dark. I just remember there was like a multiple races. It was like a
he had a plethora of bitches.
Potluck. Yeah.
Damn.
And then I just remember one left, and then another girl came in, and she handed him a stack of cash, and then he just smacked her on the ass and said, "Go sit your ass over there." And I was like, "Miles, where did you bring me to?" I was like, "What did you bring me to?"
Oh,
nah, he was cool as fuck though. Dude.
Where was that studio at?
Was actually in Grand Prairie, right off 303.
Was it the shopping plaza?
Yeah, okay. It was in that.
So you know Power too?
I don't know. I never met him, but I've been to that studio.
Oh, you know some of his bitches?
I might know some of everybody's bitches at this point.
but it's a very surreal moment. I was like, I'm really here.
Oh, got straight to the business, huh? Niggas, I know everybody's bitches.
Some of everybody's bitches.
Hey, man, it is what it is,
nah,
man.
But, you know Denver Nuggets, first championship ever.
Shout out Aaron Gordon, Ish Smith, Jeff Green.
DeAndre Jordan, apparently.
Nah, DeAndre Jordan, that's cool. But Ish Smith, though, that shit hard.
No, that's
hard.
Great. Mr. Journeyman. Yeah.
Mr. I keep a job, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, though, for real.
Yeah, for real.
Some Mexican dude try to argue with me on the internet talking about, aren't you happy for Joker? And I'm just like, nigga's going to get one. Nigga really got robbed for 3 MVPs. Like, he was going to be the first back-to-back-to-back.
That they didn't want him to have that.
Of course not, because nobody wanted to say this nigga was that good.
And better than – they just had to give Joel's out of the way because they were going to keep complaining about it forever.
Joel.
And, but honestly, the worst thing they did was give it to Joel because he started going bananas after that award went out. Joker went – dog, he was literally a walking triple-double the whole playoffs.
That nigga wanted to go play with his horses.
No, he came, he did his business, and wanted to go home.
So I seen you, a celebrity, had an exchange on Twitter.
Not an exchange.
Y'all were...
He was just saying y'all talking.
Yeah,
we were back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really read what happened. I knew it was about basketball, but did he, like, specify his issue with Joker?
He's Serbian,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he doesn't like the Serbs.
Okay.
He said it on a couple podcasts.
Oh, he's Albanian.
Yeah.
He's Albanian.
Basically, I was like, I know he's sick right now.
Right.
And he was like, you have no fucking idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess because since I can't remember that he's like Albanian.
Yeah, so they
I didn't realize that's
their people the have real life beef.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So he was just like, it's genetically in me to hate him.
Yeah.
So.
What's crazy about Celebrity is he's really like the most like he's a good guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's a
solid. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a very, I won't say friendly, but like when we text, it's a whole nother. I know Twitter's Twitter, but you know you still have.
He's charismatic.
We still have playful banter.
Yeah.
But like. He's like, hey, how you doing today? Like, how's everything going with you? Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really respect that about him. Because, you know, he just started sending me beats. Like, tell me what you think or whatever. You know, our whole beef started over beats.
Yeah.
So, I was like, nah, bro, these shits all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they good. So, I started sending them to mine. He was like, because you remember you said, I never really heard any of your beats before. I was just... dry as hating or whatever.
I remember.
So I started saying, he's like, yo, I'm glad you actually got good at making beats. And I was like, ah, ha, 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 ha. But he's really a good guy. You know, obviously, fucking around with each other.
Yeah.
But speaking of music, because that's my favorite topic to talk about, we got...
Bro, I listened to fucking shit ton of music this week.
Oh, yeah?
Hit me with it. Listen to the new Boldy?
Yes.
I love that.
I listened
to
the Rock Marciano J Worthy album. I listened to
that nigga dropped again.
Yeah, and Rock Marciano produced the whole thing. Yeah.
Fuck.
So it's a lot of soul samples and shit. But here, hold on, Chris. I listened to Black Odyssey, Diamonds and Freaks.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Surprise Chef Friendship EP. I listened to this dude named Cisco Swank, More Better. I listened to New King Krule's album, Space Heavy.
Oh, shout out to King
I listened to Janelle Monáe's album.
Was it good?
It was. I listened to Rory's album.
Shout out to like Titties.
It was good.
I told y'all bitch ass.
Rory who?
Rory from the Marlon Rory podcast.
Oh, the orange juice or fresh orange juice?
No, this is his shit.
Emotional Oranges. This is his group. He manages.
I've already listened to Emotional Oranges, but this is like he curated like an R&B album, basically.
He wrote and like produced on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it
like
was,
drums
it was
on there.
Good people for real.
Yeah, it's a really solid album.
A lot of people I never heard of before too, so it was cool to like
really solid album.
And then I listened to this chick named Pastels. And she her dropped an album called Love Garden. But yeah, I listened to a bunch of shit this week.
So I'm looking forward to hearing Gunna's album.
Same. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all saw that Mos Def is his album's done. And he's gonna drop it.
I'll be excited when I see it.
Right, but
where y'all getting y'all information from? Because I don't even see that shit on Twitter no more. Because that For You shit is fucking me up.
Oh, I'm gonna be on For You. I think. I don't really know. It was on my timeline though.
Yeah. I saw it as well. That's what I said. I
think like
it
NPR, like that music.
Yeah.
Page or whatever. I think I
Tiny Desk people.
No, nah, yeah, it wasn't them.
NPR runs Tiny Desk. So yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
But
reverse.
But yeah, because there's always news about Mos Def music, and I need to see it.
From what I Dave Chappelle, obviously Talib, I forgot the track list looked crazy. Look crazy.
I saw the tweet. I
and
was
I
like,
want to say, isn't it like solely produced by somebody? If I'm not mistaken, I thought it said it was. I don't know. Either way, you didn't listen to Killer Mike shit. I feel like you would have listened to his album, or is it not out yet? Or it come out today?
Killer Mike has a new album. I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I didn't know that neither, bro.
Yeah, like No ID, Andre 3000. Like that shit was.
I'll check it out.
Oh, that's what they've been talking about. Yeah. The whole verse from
Andre
3000. Andre
3000 verse supposed to be like
godly. Yeah. It's with somebody else too. Like you didn't expect it.
I think T.I. Oh, Future.
Future. Yeah, it was with Future.
Future, Andre, and.
See, Killer Mike. I seen that. I don't see nothing else, bro.
Oh, it's not out yet, bro.
Okay, yeah.
The song Scientists and Engineers is the one you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think the album come out.
There's another album that came out of nowhere that I'm interested in, too. Uh-huh. It's NBA Youngboy and Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, not.
Wait a minute, what?
Yes, bro. Lil Yachty was in the.
You let me know how that goes.
In the comments, he says the best collab album, or it's like collab album of the year. That's
what? Yeah. I cannot wait. Hopefully, they got some bangers in that hole.
For sure. For sure.
Y'all let me know how it goes.
I know you're not rocking with that.
I'm going to let you know. But I'm definitely interested in
that Gunna shit.
Gunna, for real.
I've been listening to all his unreleased leaks and shit from TikTok.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like he couldn't rap. He just can't say YSL and Slat and all that shit no more. It's like, all right, you dropped two things from your
vocabulary. I mean, he's still gonna have his vibey shit.
Yeah. I mean, even the record, the birds and
I didn't like that.
I like the fact that
I feel like we're missing an album too.
He didn't change like who he was as far as like aesthetic, like you know,
like Wado.
Yeah, you don't have to, but I'm glad he didn't.
Wado. Wado.
For real, like the whole like that's weird to me, bro. Like we got jobs. I don't give a fuck that you ratted or whatever you did. Like, bro, please put out
again
music.
I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm at the point in my life where it's like this is either really dumb or this makes sense. And to me, let me not be the one that's like yelling to like shoot 'em up op music. And then have something happen to one of my family members and turn the cheek and be like, oh, stop the violence. We got to drop the guns.
Shout out Sada Baby.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't. That doesn't make any sense. Like, so for me in private or not even, the podcast, we just started off with Yachty talking about shooting niggas up and shit like, or, you know, having guns and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, yeah, it's cool for entertainment, but never, ever, ever would I ever be like, this is my life. This is what I... like worship or any type of shit like that, because I'll be damned if something happens to my family members and I can't. So if a nigga rapping about some shit that he really did and they got caught up and they're found guilty, they ask me to be in jail. It ain't no free nobody, nigga. I'm thinking about those people, family at all times, nigga. Fuck that shit. I don't care who it is, how many records they sold. If the nigga signed my t-shirt, I do not care, nigga, at all.
Nah, for real though, because It's like you said, it's entertainment, bro. Yeah. Like, I love listening to that shit because I like getting that little ego in the gym because, you know, you be feeling like you just doing shit. You know, I be thinking I'm in a music video every time I'm in the gym. I'm dancing, doing all like, because it's just like, it's just the mode you get in. It's fun. I see why these niggas like performing because when I see myself in the mirror and I'm lifting weights, I'll be like, hell yeah, nigga. We can hit about it. Yeah, we can hit about it. For real. You be hype as fuck, too. Niggas be looking at you like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's entertainment, bro. Like,
yeah, music's supposed to get you. You're supposed to feel something from it. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. It's that age-old tale of, like, the clips Tyler used on Wolf of Nas. When Nas was like, I sold crack.
Oh, you're talking about 48?
Yeah, I was like, damn, I really fucked up the community. Like, that, it has to be that type of growth, you know what I'm saying, in an artist for me to be like, okay, like, I understand he knows this is wrong, whatever, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then it's like, you got somebody like Dirk or even Youngboy who's preaching Stop the Violence, but at the same time still talking about shit that affects these people in real life. It's one thing to make a song talking shit or whatever, but like, y'all really do this allegedly, or that's what y'all want us to believe, and these people's families are affected. Like, I can't get behind that, bro. I can't.
Yeah, niggas get to die and start preaching that black shit.
Yeah, I ain't. Nah, it's been black.
Sorry, baby.
All the way.
That, bro.
Both Sides Black. Ain't that, wasn't that most definitely
black on both sides?
Both Sides Black, nigga. The remix. Diddy presents the remix, nigga.
Okay.
For real.
I think I need to start following different people, bro, or something, because my For You page is so much fun. Like, you don't get lost in your For You shit.
I never. If I'm on it, I'm like, yo, this is a mistake. Let me go back. Because for one, bro, there's like,
they literally get you.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I ain't never really went, so I don't know. I can't even tell you personally. And then, like, the shit that I see on my timeline be getting me going. Like, I'm sitting at Dalton DL's and like, yo, look at this shit. Diamond sending me shit or whatever. Like,
don't
usually
send me shit. I send this nigga shit directly to his phone.
Yeah, like, text message.
Because he got to see this shit.
Nah, but, like, you always text me at random-ass times.
Yes.
Like, this is like, what happens when you don't have a job.
Oh, well. Don't nobody know that better than me.
Okay. So no, you know.
But even when I did have a job, I feel like I still was sitting y'all niggas like at random times. Like,
nah.
Don't just send me, like, it'll be Don to send me some shit around this time. Or maybe, like, I think you sent me a meme last night. It was like 11. I was like, what the fuck he still doing up? Like, that's where my mind goes.
Hey, what is he doing?
Yeah, like, this nigga got a family.
You take old man.
Take your bitch ass to sleep. Nigga's only 10:15. Nigga, I know Don in the bed. I know not to even call him. Don't think about calling him.
That is hilarious. But nah,
don't
bro.
Think about calling him.
But I got my Twitter notifications, like, silence me, because you know every time you go like to get them little popping tweets, that shit's annoying as hell, bro.
No, that day I went kind of semi-viral. I was like,
that shit's annoying.
Yeah, this shit's going crazy.
You saw Kwame was on the ESPN.
Yeah.
For that,
shout out to Kwame.
My homeboy Ty tweet? Was on one too for the Jackson State shit.
Oh yeah.
So like,
Kwame even said Broner and
Rolly.
Yeah, Rolly should fight or whatever. Which, I mean, it'll be entertaining. But the thing about Rolly, which Javante had, I mean, he's like, yo, he can actually hit hard. Like,
yeah.
It's not like he out there just, I mean, yeah, he don't know how to talk. He make an ass of himself, but it is
when
it is.
When it comes to boxing,
yeah,
boxing,
like, he's still a fighter at the end of the day.
Bloodhounds, though.
Fire.
Wait,
why are we on boxing? Give me 1 second.
That is boxing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Boy.
I know it's a
I just finished it before I got here.
Oh, we're only halfway through. How do y'all
feel about Floyd and these exhibitions?
What?
Floyd Mayweather.
I mean, he just getting paid, bro.
So y'all okay with that?
Yeah. Say it again.
Exhibitions.
Say it one more time.
Shut up.
His name is Money Mayweather. Yeah. So he's gonna do things for money.
John Gotti family crazy though. They weird as hell. Like, Mayweather could get you whacked,
bro,
for real.
When he hit him over the head, he said he forgot he was fighting Mayweather.
For real. Floyd had to really, like, yo, it's supposed to be this. You turn into that. Nigga, let me show you something right quick.
He hit him with a right,
yeah, a mean one.
And I don't know why he kept coming for him.
You want to act like this ain't Mayweather, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, like, everybody's talking about, oh, that's John Gotti's grandson, man. Floyd's beefing with the mob. Like, no, he's not, bro. He's not beefing with the mob. As much as I enjoy the lore of the mob and shit, them niggas ain't like that no more, bro. They ain't finna get mayors and shit whack no
more. Did you see the tweets? They were talking about like how John Gotti was getting extorted by like the Nazis, like the white power Nazi people, and he got extorted in prison. They started bringing out receipts for real. So it looked real bad, and then she was just like, then she started talking about young boy, talking about he's an animal, and everybody was like, you should have just said nigga, because you would have got more clout off of that. But it's just, it's funny, because like, you can't hold on to what your people did. That's wild, bro. Live your life.
Well, to a certain extent, like, if there's like, so say your dad was like a painter or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something you would want your...
Shout out, Papa.
You know what I'm saying? Your family to be like, yo, your grandpa did... Or my grandpa... Your great-grandpa was a artist. He, you know, he never got his blah, 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 you know, credit or whatever. But then, like, on that flip side of, like, what John Gotti did is infamous or whatever. So, like, no, they can't own that. Like, yo, we are that. But, like, that's still their history. I can't... You can't...
No, you're right. It's just
I wonder how they feel. Like, I don't know if that, like, Irv Gotti and his brother, like, if that's really their last names, but like, that whole little correlation would have bothered me. Y'all niggas are not strong enough to be.
But and then guy. that's my thing too. Like, there's been plenty of people mocking y'all, y'all name, like,
using y'all as
so when you know whatever. Floyd was literally beating your grand, like, your lineage.
This for slavery, nigga.
Yeah, this for slavery. Beating this nigga up and shit, racist. And then now you getting mad and talking about we'll get you touched, we get you killed. Like, bro, what?
Nigga, I ain't never seen so many TOT hats jumping the ring. Them niggas was like fucking SWAT, bro. That shit was crazy.
You see them outside the ring too? They was just boom rushing people.
No, I didn't. I saw the jostling shit.
That's crazy too.
Hey, look.
You know she 165 pounds. That's a thick bitch, bro.
And she probably was like 5'8".
She 5'6".
Yeah, six. Yeah, she five, come six. On, bro.
Anybody in her way, bro.
I put her ass through the mattress. I'm telling you right now.
She put old girl through the mattress.
She sure did. And then I hate we chatty patty, but like, the bitch Jocelyn beat up called the police and they dropped the audio today. Like, she was like, yeah, they jumped me real bad.
Have you ever been jumped by 5 black people at night? No. It's like, y'all didn't see, you seen the, dang, bro. That's why I hate my For You page, bro, because y'all don't know shit I'm talking about.
Who was it?
That's that weird dude that was talking to Drewski, the white boy, when he was on his podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you ever been jumped by 5 black people? Have you ever been?
The country dude?
Yeah, with the mullet. And he was like, have you ever got jumped by 5 black dudes at night? And you close your eyes, your imagination takes over, because it could be as many as you think it is.
As you want it to be.
Yeah. See, there we go. We full circle. We got there.
What y'all call pit bulls? What about it? Talk to me.
No, you know, people, some girl was talking
you
shit about Pitbull.
You mean the show Bloodhound?
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that. Damn, bro. For you.
This motherfucker said. Yeah, Pitbulls. What we talking about now?
Listen, bro, his hands is crazy, bro. It gave me Ebo, and then it went to a whole nother level.
Look, so, okay.
Explain the show for the people who don't.
Yeah, I mean, the main premise is there is a main character, but it's really about a bromance between these two boxers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he's a boxer, and it's set during COVID, mm-hmm. So like, people's businesses are failing. It's in Korea, and businesses are failing in
South Korea, I'm assuming.
You know, if it's say Korea, that's what we talk about.
Right?
Because North Korea doesn't allow television.
Yeah.
But
you can't even kill yourself there.
They'll shoot you before you kill yourself.
So. So basically his dad had left them with an insurmountable amount of debt, right?
Right.
Sounds
like a father.
Because he got wrongfully terminated from a company. He tried to sue, but it took 4 years, so he went broke during the lawsuit.
And they went in debt.
Yeah. And so his mother has a cafe that she's been trying to run.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's boxing, trying to help pay her rent, but you can't really box because it's COVID right now.
Right.
But he meets another boxer. He beats his ass, really, in the tournament.
It was a good fight, though.
Yeah. And then they become homies.
Ken and Ryu type shit.
Because he's like a really nice kid though, like for real.
Crazy Shelby, left hook.
Shelby's just like, he's so nice. Like the whole
the son or the friend?
The son.
Okay.
But the dude is dope too, because okay. they both find out they were both in the Marines. Because in South Korea you have to do military service. Mm-hmm. But he finds out they were both in the Marines, and they both like were both in
shout
the
out Gun Woo.
But basically, long story short, his mom gets conned into like a loan shark deal, and they did it on purpose. They did it so they can like basically own the building or whatever. Right. But they ransack her cafe, and he goes up. He basically runs up on him, and then there's like 15 dude. He beats all they ass, dog.
The choreograph is amazing.
And then
dog.
Like the way the director does it, and he's like. And the dude's like actually doing like boxing stuff. He's not like doing like some ridiculous stuff. He's like actually like weaving and boxing.
Chris, you gotta watch it when you get home, bro. At least one episode.
And that's basically where he runs with like the main villain, basically. And then he has to find a way to pay off the debt, and then like try to find the guy, basically. But yeah, so him and his homie's like trying to help him find this stuff, and you meet somebody else, and then it gets further along, but yeah.
Wolfpack, got it.
Halfway through, huh?
We're episode 4. We watched 4 last night.
Y'all on episode 4?
Yeah, we watched. There's only 8 episodes.
Listen, I finished it.
Yeah, I work, bro.
I know that, but it's just like.
I watched 4 episodes last night. It's 4 hours.
That's why, no, when you said it was like so good on Twitter, I thought you finished it, because I was about to ruin it for your ass.
Nah, because I was just like, this shit fire. So yeah. And then we're going to finish it tomorrow, for sure.
Well, I watched the first episode of The Idol, which is the show with The Weeknd.
It's disgusting.
No, it's not that
No
bad.
Interest.
It's disgusting,
I know you
bro.
Don't have any interest.
Well, it's been getting fucking thrashed online. People it's say disgusting. It's terrible. It's
no, disgusting. They're saying that they don't want to see The Weeknd in this particular light. But that is literally that he's the character. They wanted Weeknd to be Michael Jackson or some
Didn't
shit.
Didn't he forget how to sing, bro?
Yeah, and I was like,
he did say that, but I don't know.
Yeah, Diamond sent me that, and I was like, well.
I mean, I like the cinematography, though.
It's the same people who did Euphoria.
I'm not interested.
So,
in it.
The show's about a singer whose mom died, mm-hmm. and it's been a while since she put out an album. And
isn't that Johnny Depp's daughter?
I don't know her last. What's her last name?
I don't know, bro. I don't.
Oh, maybe.
I think that is Johnny Depp's daughter. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a wild premise too. Like how it starts off, it's like super wild. I did like the second episode though.
I didn't see that one, but that's the one everybody's been talking about.
Yeah, I forget. I'm jobless. Sorry, yeah. guys.
I mean, I could have watched it, but I was like, let me watch Sopranos. It's one of my comfort shows.
I'm just
for some
a freak
reason.
Boy. You know I yeah. want
Do
it.
Do you like it?
I like that song.
I'm not turned off by it.
Okay.
But it was only the first episode, so.
Sure.
But there's a cast, obviously, and the people around her, no matter how.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Awkward Abel's character may be, like, there's people around that are centered around her that are still, like, any other show you would watch, like you got the funny black girl
sure.
and the shy assistant and the yeah, quirky you got, one. You got the crew. You know what I'm saying? So, but to me, Abel is playing a guy that I'm sure exists.
Oh, I'm sure.
So yeah. It's like, okay, I'm cool. I'll watch it.
We also have been watching the Apple TV, the Apple Plus show Platonic with Seth Rogen.
Okay.
That's I saw a little bit of that with Jaleesa.
That's just pretty fire.
Yeah? Is like it, what is it, like a comedy or?
It's a comedy. It's
dramedy.
I think you could relate to that, though.
Yes, you would.
You would relate to that.
But Seth Rogen is, links back up with his best friend of like 20-something years. They went out of touch a couple years ago after he got married. Because she said, the girl, I don't think you should marry her because she's not good for you. Mm-hmm. And he got mad at her and they stopped talking. Mm-hmm. But they linked back up because he was getting divorced. So she was like, let me check on him.
Yeah. Oh, it's a guy and a girl friendship.
Yeah. And, then she's married, happily married, three kids.
Yeah.
And literally, he's not interested in her at all now. Right. Like, they literally are just friends.
Right.
And
best friends.
Yeah. And basically lean back up and they're back at their old shit again.
Okay.
Basically. And he runs a brewery with his homies.
Oh, dope.
And then she doesn't work, but her husband's a lawyer and she takes care of the kids. So they're back to the shenanigans and like every episode is like a different
Quick question though, where did you leave off on?
Oh, we're current. Yeah.
The last thing I saw is when she held the big boss when they went to the meeting. Because remember that her little colleague or something was talking shit. She was like, you're so great for taking care of three kids. You're so amazing. Are you tired? Do you want to go get mani-pedi? She was like, this bitch made partner and you told me to sit on my ass? This bitch got four kids.
Yeah.
And she a single mother. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you know how certain women are. Not certain women, but her husband basically was just like, you raise the kids and don't worry about having a career. Because it would be better for us.
That was the last episode before the current one.
Okay.
The current one's his young girlfriend's birthday.
That's
the newest episode.
Okay.
That one, because she was like, this man has known me for like 8 years and he doesn't know my name. His boss.
Mm.
And every time he's like, hi, nice to meet you. She's like, my husband works for you. I've met you like 100 times.
Then she ate that bitch.
So she gets drunk with a boy. So she eats his speech. She's like, I'll give you three tries to get my name right before I eat your speech. And she sure does.
She just ate that bitch. It's a really lit show though. I did watch Ted Lasso too. That was cool too.
I started watching Barry on HBO.
Nice. Give me a fist bump.
With the dude.
Oh, Barry.
Yeah, he's the assassin,
Oh, sorry, yeah.
You thought talking about Barry Allen?
No, I thought you meant like B-U-R-Y, not the name Barry. Yeah, the Hader, Bill Hader.
Yeah. Pretty good so far.
Yeah.
What season are you on?
I'm literally first.
Oh, I wish I was.
The final one just came out, right?
I'm watching that one right now.
So I'm to the point where...
I'm so envious of you.
I really just saw the episode where... They had a little party and he got drunk and the actor dude was talking to the chick he liked and all that shit. So I'm not that far. But it's a good show so far.
It's a great show, bro.
Good show so far. Did y'all see that the guy from Bob's Burgers was at the Capitol, right?
Yeah, you talking about Jimmy Pesto's voice, yeah. A little weird ass.
He was there?
Yeah.
The Jimmy Pesto guy, not Bob's Burger.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Pesto. And he's done a lot of voice acting for a lot of characters and stuff. It's crazy how they phased his ass out, like, with the quickness.
Yeah.
Even in the movie, like, you didn't even hear him. You just saw him.
Wait. That shit just happened.
When he went on the January 6th of 2022?
Yeah, I'm saying they just found out, right? Or
no, they've been new.
Oh, okay.
Because somebody took a picture of his ass being there.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's been happening, but they phased him out. Like, they phased him out to the point where you didn't even know shit. Yeah.
Because he was like, what, Bob's like best friend type shit?
Nah, he was his enemy because, you know, Jimmy Pesto run the pizza shop across the street. Yeah, and they used to beef.
The slow dude. Not slow dude, but, his homie.
Oh, nah. Man, that shit would suck if it was that dude.
Word. No. Oh, I'm
just have it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to take it slow. Rich fucked up my order today. I'm very upset with him. That's why when you said he wanted to call, I'm like, oh, this nigga must be he must be doing something he ain't got no business doing.
I thought he was beefing.
But me and Ridge?
No.
Oh, let me say this right quick.
Okay.
We had a little hiccup today. And I'm just glad that I'm like an honest friend, right? I'm super honest with my friends, or at least I try to be. So I was texting Ridge because we had some business, right? He's at work, so I'm like, "Yo, what's
tell me what's the deal.
Yeah, what's the deal, really? And he was like, yeah, fuck all that. Like, why did you tell Khalil some shit that I told you, basically? And I'm like, what? So before I said, what are you talking about to him, right? So while it's taking him a minute to text me back because he's at work. So I call Khalil. I'm like, yo, Khalil, we gossiping? What we doing? Even though I would have been gossiping if I did do that. And but you're not supposed to, if you're the third gossip, you're not supposed to go back and gossip to the gossiper, E, right?
Okay.
I'm lost.
So say you told me something.
And then you go tell Khalil something.
And I tell Dalton what you told me. And then Dalton went back and told you what I told him about you. Like, Dalton's not supposed to do that. That broke the gossip code.
No, I get that. Sometimes I just stop caring.
As friends, like, we only saying stuff to each other as, like, especially if it's, like, a connecting type thing, right? So it's, like, you don't see Anthony as much as I do, obviously. So if I go to you and tell you, like, yo, Ant been wilding out or whatever, you're not supposed to go back and be like, yo, Chris said you've been wilding out. Yeah, and then say everything that I said. It's more like, yo, this is what's been happening with Ant. I know you don't really talk to him. And you can just say, oh, man, hope everything work out for him or whatever. He need to chill out, blah, blah, blah. It's supposed to be that. And if you do talk to Anthony, Anthony's supposed to bring that conversation in. You are supposed to act like you don't know anything.
Did Rich just try to use me to try to see if he was, man, fuck that nigga.
No. We got good. Like we got, but okay. It's because I got
he's a goofball.
So I got sidetracked. I'm sorry.
My bad.
So when Khalil, I called Khalil. I was like, yo, what was that
Khalil.
About? And he was like, oh, nah, bro. It was this, this, and that. I was like, oh, nigga, it's cool. Whatever. So I literally send Rich the screenshot of what him and Khalil were talking about that I told Khalil or whatever. And it wasn't that I told him anything. I was like, yo, Riz was fucked up on Saturday. That's why I couldn't send you those beats because I was dealing with his bitch ass. And that was it. But Riz made it seem like I told that nigga he believed in the Antichrist or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, you weenie ass? He's like, oh, my bad, bro. I'm sorry. Khalil made it seem worse than what it was. And I was like, nigga, y'all will never catch me slipping. There's not a friend that I have. Maybe except Jonathan, because he see me in my worst. He's the only friend I had that Mike could take me to homie court. Nobody else could take me to homie court. Nobody. Who? Who?
I didn't see you at your worst, too, bro.
But on some shit where you could take me to court about it?
I wouldn't need to, because I'm always there for you.
All right. Don, you feel like you got some shit on me, you take me to homie court?
Because he's always there for you.
No.
All right. Now, none of y'all needs. I can't take none of y'all to homie court. Well, I can take Rich, I can take him to homie court.
Anytime y'all need to say something, I can just be like, okay.
We are taking that shit to trial, nigga. Oh, God. Nigga. And the state is representing you. You can't get your own lawyer.
I got the perfect picture for that.
I'll take your ass to jail, motherfucker. Hell yeah. All right, where we going next, fellas? All right.
I'm just glad to be here.
Thank you for coming. I know you drove 13 hours to be here.
It was 30 miles, but it's all good.
I'm looking at McKinney from where I am on the map, and
it's like an hour, boy.
I would have said, fuck that podcast, bro. I'll catch y'all niggas.
But it's like we meet in the middle at that point, so that's why I
told him that. I was like, Dallas is like the middle meeting point, man.
Catch y'all niggas at the baby shower or Thanksgiving or some shit.
Nah, I'm gonna try my best, bro, but most of the time, it's just...
Where's your job? I mean, is your job close to you or
bro,
closer to...
Bro, it's crazy. Like, if I get it, let's not say I got it, but...
You're speaking it into existence, baby boy.
I got you. I appreciate that.
And but if you don't get it, you can always come work for me.
Bro, that's an hour for Goodwill. I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Now,
I can literally fight for a living and be good. I couldn't do that, bro. That commute, at least, would probably leave my ass.
Yeah, it'll be a bad commute. You had to wake up at like 6 o'clock to be there at 8 type shit.
Ah, hell nah, bro. I would hit traffic every time in Dallas.
Well, 5 o'clock there.
Yeah, either that's way, even worse. I couldn't even work out.
I just want to be able to tell somebody you can come work for me.
Oh, you just loving that shit, bro. I didn't even know we had the buttons. He loved that shit, bro.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I got you.
I'm about to headbutt this bitch.
Get this podcast.
Stupid
French
bitch.
You're dumb.
I actually just conducted my first interview by myself yesterday.
How was that?
It was
interesting.
It was cool. Being on the other side, It's like, fuck.
Yeah, the side of the table.
Yeah, it's like, damn, I don't want to bore this person or like over talk. Cause usually
taking Ridge to homie court.
Oh yeah, taking yeah, facts. That nigga look like OJ right there. He did that shit.
He definitely did. You know what's funny, bro? Let's not talk about that on the pod.
but yeah, it was cool. It was we got like three good candidates. We gotta see how it goes.
Any weird ones?
No. No, it's all. Well, actually, yes. I can't. I don't want to. I mean, we're not going to hire her. I already told them. No, we're not hiring this person.
That fool said no. Damn, yeah. Chris, you don't want to give her a shot. You never know. She could be the next Michelle Obama.
This funny you say that, but this particular woman, she's an older woman. She's donated to the store before. So I've, you know.
Oh, so you got a previous history with this lady. Oh, no, no, sir.
She looked at me and was like, you look real familiar. And I was like, maybe you see me up here. You know.
Because I work up here. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, no. You look like my ex-boyfriend. And I was like, oh, okay. Word. And she was like, man, you got a beautiful smile. And da-da-da-da. I was like, yo, like, what you trying to do? But she wanted those. Like, she got, like, butterfly stickers all over her car and shit like that. Like big butterfly stickers, not them little cute ones, like on the side of her door type shit. I'm like, oh, you one of them. You one of them. Oh, yeah. You one of those, bitch. You one of them. Hey. Oh, you gay? Oh, yeah. Bro, you know what I'm talking about?
I got that same. It's so wild how he's still relevant, bro. Because, bro, he should have been gone.
Yeah. Young boy?
A million bro, times okay. over. Have you seen the video where he talking shit and his son fall out the car?
Yes.
He's like, I tell these niggas later so I can shoot what it is, bro.
Yeah.
He's my favorite, bro. That video when they, like, dub his voice over,
oh yeah!
Oh, Omni Man!
Yeah, it's like you left your you left that nigga in a bind, bitch ass nigga. Yeah, nah, that shit was crazy. But anyways,
yesterday,
you know, Erykah Badu, but like a lot of tears lower than Erykah Badu. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Type women, like, you know, as far as that spirituality stuff go, like, I don't think she fully connected to the source.
You think she's just faking it?
I don't think she's faking it. I don't think she know the real all the way yet.
You just don't think she real.
But anyways, so
I think you're gay. Young Nudie think you're gay.
We told her to come in for an interview. Instead of coming in, she called. And she was like, well, I already kind of know the thing. So, I just feel like I shouldn't have to come all the way over there. And I was like, all right, well, you're not getting this job.
Yeah.
but anyways, it's cool. We're going to figure it out. We need to hurry up, though. I'm telling you that right now. I'm working 6 days next week. Six. I'm only off on podcast day. I might call you and tell you I need a vacation. Just depends.
I'm jobless. Let's do it, Dalton.
Oh, yeah. You're jobless for now, bro. You're not.
Let's do it. I just like saying that shit. This shit fun.
No, it's not.
Yeah, this shit. When you save your money, it is.
Yeah. For a nigga like me, nigga, shit. We eat day old bread around this bitch. Don laughing because he ain't never had to struggle.
I cover rent, everything.
That nigga ain't never had to.
The trip covered. Everything covered.
Pour up, make a sugar water, nigga, because we ain't had no soda, no Kool Aid. He ain't had to do that.
Nigga, just drink water. What's wrong with water?
We wanted something sweet, right? And we couldn't afford it.
Got a little sugar in your tank, huh? I ain't bet.
We couldn't afford it, so we had to make that sugar water.
Okay? Nah,
you know
bro.
What I'm saying? If I had some purple, you know what I would have did.
What would you have done?
Sugar, water, purple, nigga. That's the ingredients, nigga.
I want some of that purple.
I want some of that purple stuff. But I don't know what else to talk about. Wow. You saying that.
Yeah, I can tell.
I don't.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Okay.
Nah, so.
Can you send me that NBA Youngboy video?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, but.
Oh, yeah. You one of those, bitch. You one of those. And he was peeking through the phone and shit, bro. Yeah. I was like, he is upset.
He's very mad.
Because he was like, you. I said, bro, he was like.
He was geek for real.
He was so upset because he was gay. And I was just like, damn, nigga, relax, bro.
Wait, hold on.
You like dick? It's right here, too.
All right.
Yeah. You one of those, bitch.
Look, it's right here. You want me to send it to you so you can play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, just so everybody can be out of the joke.
Yeah, bro. That shit was crazy.
He has a lot of funny quotes.
Lot of them, bro. You talking about my wife?
Bro, he gets so mad, though. My wife, God damn.
In my house that I pay for, and not her bitch-ass daddy, nigga.
Bro, talking about Floyd like that is crazy. Yeah. Floyd is the only person I know that got all his baby mamas working together. That is crazy. They're all like on a team.
The money team.
Like, look, bro, it's a coin phrase. You see the little kid that he's working with, the 16-year-old?
No. He's training somebody? Word. He must got some shit.
Boy, he is insane.
All right, dog.
It's up.
Oh, you like dick? Oh, hell no. You one of them, bitch. You know what I mean? You one of them, bitch ass nigga. Oh, you like.
Oh, yeah. You one of those, bitch.
God, he was so. He was getting so bad.
Yeah, God.
Okay, so. My mom gets back from a cruise tomorrow.
She's in Bermuda.
Yes. Well, now she's back in Boston, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ew.
Safe travels.
That's where she had to sail out from.
Oh, I thought she was, like, living there.
No.
Safe travels, Mama Dawn.
Yeah, so she wants to go see The Flash. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go see that on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So just get ready for that discussion coming up.
I want to try to. So my coworkers want to go see
Spider-Man
tomorrow. So I'm going to go with them, and I might do a double feature.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now, Spider-Man's going to be a better movie. But,
okay, well.
Let me decide.
Yeah, I ain't seen The Flash yet, bro.
You don't even need to. Spider-Man's fire.
I mean, I know it's fire from what everybody's saying.
But okay, so I don't know if you've read anything about it.
The Flash?
Yeah, because they dropped the embargo, so like people could give you full, complete access, basically, mm-hmm. to this. So it seems like this movie has been butchered, like as far as like cut up, because from the original version, because the original version was supposed to end. This isn't a spoiler because it's not gonna happen, but the original version was supposed to end with Barry thinking he got back to his timeline, and then the Batmobile pulls up, but Michael Keaton and Supergirl step out and they're like, "Why are we stuck here?"
Right,
and he's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
and then Ben Affleck was supposed to call and be like, "Yo, you got me trapped in some weird ass universe, blah blah blah," and it was supposed to lead up to like Infinite and Crisis on Infinite Earths type shit. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's not happening anymore, mm-hmm. obviously, because that all shit is
right, axed
out.
This is just the paradox, right? The Flashpoint paradox type shit.
Yeah, this is basically. But from what I've gathered from what I've heard, because I've read mostly non spoiler stuff, is that the visual effects are fucking terrible. They leave, like, literally, I saw 6 reviews that say it looked like PS2 graphics. I'm like, why? Mm. How? I don't even know how it's possible. Because, like, even, like, shitty movies still have better than PS2 graphics. Mm-hmm. So, like, how is it that bad?
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to see for myself if that's the case. But I saw 6 reviews that said that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the when they were, like, running and they slid to each other and kind of boom, I kind of felt a little weird about that.
Okay.
So, I was just like, this is probably going to be bad.
Maybe
I think
that's
we're,
their version of speed, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, the Speed Force?
Maybe he's going so fast it's, like, blurry. I don't, maybe that's what it is. Because
remember,
they look a little wonky.
Because they slid to each other and they boom. And it was just like, what was that? I just want to see Michael Keaton.
Yeah, that's pretty much what everybody wants to do. But
I don't care if it's like 3 minutes.
No, it's going to be more than 3 minutes.
But the 3 things I mostly read was the visual effects suck. 2, if you like sit there and like watch it, the movie makes no sense. And 3, because there's 2 Barrys in the movie, they're like the younger, because he meets his younger self. He's like supposed to be 18, I think.
Uh-huh.
They say that he's
there's no difference.
No, he's basically Barry with brain damage because it's like there's no way he's this different from just being 18. They're saying he's fucking stupid as fuck. Like they're like this is so weird, and it's like literally he's like his acting is so bad.
I wonder what he got on that studio though. It's something because every time I see a tweet it just makes sense because this dude
they don't got nothing. No,
this dude is a terrible human being. Now he sucked. He forever suck as a human being.
But. He hasn't been on any press for it. That's what I'm saying. Like
he was on the red carpet for that.
Yeah, he popped in and then they got him out of there. Yeah. Do your little picture and then get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Because all the interviews have been Michael Keaton. Well, not even Michael Keaton. It's all been the Supergirl. She'd be doing all the press for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good deterrent.
Her and the director.
It's a good deterrent because you got a female Supergirl.
But
a Superman.
This man is done. Don't even worry about it. This man is done.
He's okay.
From this shit.
Yeah, yeah. I saw James Gunn say that Blue Beetle is the first film of his DCEU.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. So
I have... I'm not sure what I'm going in to see. Like, I'm not a review guy. Like, I want to judge a film for myself. The real question here with Warner Brothers is... Why are they making a Mortal Kombat 2? Because the first one, it was... We all watched it together, right? You were there at Dalton's, right? Right? Wasn't he there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was asleep, though.
Okay, yeah. So, remember, Deuce fell asleep.
Him and Deuce both fell asleep.
But my thing is, like, the movie has so much great potential in the... This nigga finna get banned. But the movie has so much great potential, and we saw what it was. I'm just curious to know, like... Did they hear us?
No.
And they gonna fix shit? Or
no, it's two.
Is it gonna be more of the same?
It's two. It's gonna be the same shit.
Here's the thing. Because, like, if you never saw it, they never actually get to Mortal Kombat in the movie. There's right. no tournament.
Yeah.
It's, like, all preloading
yeah.
to a tournament. And a lot of people fucking die in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
they like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But the next one is supposed to it teased Johnny Cage at the end and right. Carl Urban's playing him. So
who is that?
He's the dude from The Boys.
The opposite of
Homelander. Yeah, he's okay. Homelander. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I like him too. He's
so
a good actor.
I think what they're going for is like an older Johnny Cage who's like kind of like almost washed up at this point. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're going to try to do.
The
worst part about the Mortal Kombat movie was the main actor.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Because what was he?
Yeah. Just made up. And his power was like, he turned into like some like armor.
Yeah,
like,
he was an armadillo.
My thing is, bro, when there's video game adaptations.
Say it.
Right.
Yabba
dabba doo, y'all know that, baby.
Hey, listen.
You want to know.
I know what you talk about.
But like when we have a story already there, why do they decide? Is it like some IP issue? Like why?
No.
Is it like copyright?
I can tell you what it is.
What it? The studio.
Partially.
Yeah.
But also what it is that they think that if you know it already, they got to like deviate from the plan,
fuck
right?
No.
And then, right? But also they're like, what will make it cinematic? They think too much about like, oh, that wouldn't work on screen. What do you mean? We have cutscenes. It's the same shit.
Bro, this is what I'm saying. I know some... Okay, without a doubt, we can all agree that the first Mortal Kombat movie was good, right?
I liked it.
The second one is where everybody starts to be like,
yeah, but,
waver or whatever.
But see, what was good about that first one... I mean, think about it. It's like 96, 97, right?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Right. We were young.
Right.
But like...
Even watching it now, I'm still amazed.
Yeah, but I'm saying, look what they had to work with back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
And they still made that shit look like legit.
Yeah.
They even Microsoft. Had like accurate costumes.
Yeah.
Like, they even had Goro in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't even care about like accuracy as far as like costumes and shit. But like, we have the story. Raiden's like the leader, the god or whatever. He recruits these niggas. They fight.
Yeah, I know you were I know you were really mad about the Liu Kang portrayal.
I like the guy.
No,
but he was they made him pussy.
They made him like a side character.
Yeah, like
movie, yeah.
This Cole guy. I think his name was Cole. Their name's always Cole. Look, Cole. If you in this next movie, you the first one that gotta go.
Nah, he gonna be the, he gonna win Mortal Kombat.
I swear to God, dog. I swear for Jesus, nigga.
Because when I was watching,
you gonna be Shao Kahn. You gonna be like, fuck,
bro. And if Shao Kahn ain't black, I ain't watching that shit. Because I don't know who that the first Shao Kahn in the.
Oh yeah, I forgot about.
I fucked with homie. I was like, yo, this Shao Kahn, nigga. Like,
the original Vin Diesel. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Exacto Mundo, nigga.
But that boy's voice was so deep in that movie, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They randomly just switched Raiden on our ass in that movie.
The dude from Highlander
played in the first
one.
The second one was the terrible actor from Dexter.
Dexter's Pops. Yeah,
he's so bad as an actor,
bro.
I would like a remake of Highlander because I like Highlander.
I've never seen that movie.
Highlander is a wild concept, too, though.
You know what's a wild concept, nigga? Oh, yeah. The Never Ending Story. That is a wild concept.
That's actually a pretty dark child movie, too. It's
bro,
pretty,
I know watching that shit, I got an eerie feeling watching it as a
that,
kid.
What is that?
It's just the little kid. It's like...
They're riding on that big, white, like...
Fluffy dragon?
like they're really
flustered. He's like stuck in a library, and the librarian's like, "Get out of my library!" And
listen,
shit like that.
That's like a fever dream for me because I've seen that movie probably like 50 times, and I still don't know like what's going on.
That song's a bop though.
The never ending story. Facts.
That shit sounds scary.
No, watching it as a it's got a weird tone to it.
Because it was like made with like the labyrinth and all that shit.
See,
that
scared the shit out of
me. Labyrinth was pretty scary.
Labyrinth scared the fuck out of
me. It's David Bowie. The girl gets lost in this maze.
And she's trying to save her brother.
And it's like with all those puppetry stuff. It was like a very big movie at the time. Like
David was going crazy though.
Like the effects are nuts. But David Bowie does the soundtrack for it. So you know that's just bops.
David Bowie.
But
Bobby Bowie.
But speaking of video game,
didn't work.
So apparently,
Zelda.
Apparently, that's happening.
That nigga don't even say shit.
Who cares? Mario doesn't talk either. Mario just says yahoo. Doesn't talk.
That's my thing though. It's
if
just like,
they do a Zelda and they're gonna make him talk,
what type of Link?
Who would
you want
to voice him?
What type of Link would you want though?
Who do I want to voice Link? I don't know. Just
because there's only gonna be two choices.
It's probably gonna pick Tom Holland most likely,
or the other boy,
or Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, Timothée
Chalamet might not be bad. Chalamet.
You hilarious.
Chalamet the God.
The question I have: which Zelda are they doing?
That's why I'm asking. What Link would you want?
The best one to do would be Ocarina of Time. I don't know if they will do that one though.
The Tom Jump one.
No, the Ocarina of Time.
The 64?
Yeah.
That's the time jump. Right? You go the adult to the kid.
Yeah, but see, because that one in the continuity is basically like where the legend was born was from that one.
Right.
Because every game talks about the hero of time. Yeah. That is the one.
Yeah.
And because the original Zelda doesn't really have a story. You just like walk around and do your thing.
Yeah.
But that one... You get Ganondorf for the first time.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
You get all the tribes and that. It would be the best one to start with.
Yeah.
I think what they'll probably do is take elements from each and like throw it together.
Yeah.
But that would be the... You would need Ganondorf.
You need Zelda.
That's automatic. That's automatic.
And you would need Link.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think Ocarina of Time would be the best one.
I want Vin Diesel to do Ganondorf.
I would throw up.
Ew.
And then Timothy or
Tom Holland.
That's a given. Hey, fuck it. Zendaya, Zelda. Why not? Fuck
it. She would be fired.
Yeah,
though.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck it. Why not? Let's do this shit. Let's do it.
But
because Tom Holland's been, and this is, I'm glad we stumbled upon this white devil. Tom Holland has been hinting at not playing Spider-Man anymore.
Yeah.
Do y'all have an idea why that might be?
It's not real, but okay.
But why is he saying it?
I mean,
if he really felt this way, why would he be saying it?
I understand why. Like, he's done it for what, 6 movies now?
Okay,
that's a lot of movies, bro. Like, it at some point you're like, all right, let's, because we don't know the plans.
Three of those movies were like teases, though.
That's right.
No.
We got him a part of
Civil War.
We got him a part of Endgame and
he's in Infinity War a lot. He's barely in an Endgame. He's in Infinity War a lot.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that one. So 4 real, like for real, and then you can combine the other 2.
What I'm saying is that's a lot of time commitment. Yeah. You don't know when the 4th is coming out, and he's getting older. You know,
and plus your schedule, bro, because those movies take a long time
but
to make.
The reason I'm saying that he won't end up saying, but because his point was he's thinking about like I want to pass the next person, which could be Miles Morales, But what's going to hinder any of that is when they're like, okay, we're going to sit down, we're going to talk about Spider-Man 4. They're going to show him that money. He could be like, oh, where do I sign up for this shit?
Yeah, I feel that, but I feel like he's hinting at it because outside of Spider-Man, who is Tom Holland? Every movie that
Tom Holland's been in hella movies.
Yeah. Now.
He's a fucking hot commodity, bro.
But what movies have... It wasn't Dr. Doolittle. It wasn't...
Dr. Doolittle.
He was in Dr. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, the Doolittle movie.
Dr. Doolittle, nigga.
The Doolittle movie. You can't say doctor because he was like a whole, like on a pirate ship and shit.
But that movie was
like
doomed to fail in the first place.
The video game, Uncharted.
That movie made bank.
Uncharted did make bank. And Mark Wahlberg was his co-star.
But that movie made bank.
All right.
And no, he was in that weird voice
look,
movie.
I'm not talking about how good the movies are. I'm saying his movies do make money.
But if you think about what Timothy was at, and I'm sorry we compared to white bad bitches or whatever, but I'm just saying Timothy's film choices, like he didn't have the characters that Timothy are playing, he didn't have to like become those people in a sense. Like Tom had to do with Spider-Man, right? So this is all he is.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking he's
sure.
And I'm thinking he's
it's,
thinking
it's
like
Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man, bro.
Basically.
Yeah.
You know, like
no, which I mean, of course, that's gonna be his iconic role no matter what. It's like Daniel Radcliffe. He's Harry Potter forever.
Yeah, and homie who played Anakin, I understand, but what I'm saying is like once you see like they're trying to like box you, you wanna escape from that prematurely. Or you know, you think it's something which is really not.
But here's the difference between those two people, if we're talking about it. Timothée Chalamet is a artistic, he's like actually artistic actor, right? Mm-hmm. He picks artistic films. Mm-hmm. He's been in a lot of small films. Mm-hmm. The biggest movie he's been in is Dune.
Yeah, which is fucking fire.
Right, but that's the only movie that's been like a actual big success. Every other movie is like shit you probably never heard of.
Right.
Tom Holland is in billion-dollar movies, right?
Right? Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. He is like, he's going to always be a more hot commodity than Timothée Chalamet. Because they're going to be like, oh, we need some like,
Chalamet.
We're going to need some guy who's, I mean, if you want someone not as expensive as Tom Holland, then sure. But like, if you want to be like, boom. Because look, Tom Holland's still in his 20s, bro. By the time he's in his 30s, this boy's going to be like, whatever he want to do.
What I'm saying is I don't feel like
I miss my vape.
Anything is bringing people to the theaters when it comes to Tom Holland if he's not Spider-Man. That's ultimately what I'm getting at. Uncharted might have did well, but I know people didn't. It wasn't like they weren't singing that movie's praises.
No.
Everybody went to go see it because everybody enjoyed the game.
Right.
And they were thinking one thing about the game versus what they got in the film. So
but with all the...
I'm thinking he's thinking that. That's all I'm saying.
Probably, though. But the thing is, with the Spider-Man notoriety, though, if you see a trailer with Tom... Oh, that Tom Holland's in this? What's this about?
Possibly.
No, but people will do that because you'll be like, I know who that is.
I guess it decides...
Because even if you don't see Spider-Man, you know that's motherfucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like that's... Like you said with Robert Downey, that was the same thing. Once he stepped away, we got a couple films that I feel like... Because he has that star power, you know, the roles that he's picking and all these things that will bring people to the theater because we know you can act. We've seen you as Tony Stark for 10 years or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel.
It's like if you're Drake and you drop whatever album, everybody's going to that due to your previous work. Like, rather you live up to your previous work or not, they're still going to give you a chance. And honestly, I feel like Drake even, because he's been hinting at retirement. He did that interview with Lil Yachty like back in February, and he was like,
I'm getting old. And he's like, yep. And he's like, yep.
Yeah. All that shit. But like,
that was a good interview.
I don't know. The aging thing and is one part of it, which I'm not really even concerned about because, right, Jay-Z's 50-something and he's still wrapping circles around these niggas, in my opinion. But I do feel like people see that, like, well, we sold out the theater when you were playing Spider-Man, and we didn't quite sell out the theater when you were playing, what's the nigga name in Uncharted? I
forgot. Nathan.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
just Nathan
saying.
Drake.
Yeah, Nathan Drake. There you go. So that's all I'm saying. But I know it might not make sense, but it makes sense to me.
Oh, to your point, though, not to that, but, like, that's a thing that Uncharted exactly did the same thing as the game, and it was fine. I liked it.
Okay.
It was like literally the same as the game. Like, you could only difference from watching that movie and playing the game, you just didn't have a controller.
Is that Mark Wahlberg? Is Mark Wahlberg?
You just didn't have a controller, bro. Don't do that to him. I like Mark Wahlberg.
Did y'all fuck with the Detective Pikachu?
I love the God damn it.
I didn't see Hell it.
Yeah.
Lit kidding.
That was fire.
Especially Mewtwo at the end. That was dope.
You find it because you find out that it's in the same universe as the Pokemon movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 2000. That wasn't 2000. Because it was the first movie.
The first one, because that's the same Mewtwo. Because
they got cloned. Yeah, mm-hmm. He got cloned.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
You got cloned.
But the Mewtwo from Pokemon movie.
I was talking about the clones of the Pokemon. I wasn't talking about to correlate.
Yeah.
To his,
The Mewtwo from that movie is the Mewtwo in the Detective Pikachu. He pops up at the end.
But it's the clone.
No, it's the same.
It's the original.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same one. I was using the clone Pokemon.
He got imprisoned. Yeah.
Yeah, to anchor to his.
So Mew was the clone in the cartoon movie. I'm saying
no. Mew is the original Pokemon. Mewtwo is Mew number two.
That's why it's 151. My thing, what I'm saying is because that's
Mewtwo
all.
Mewtwo isn't the evolved version of Mewtwo.
No, it's Mew.
I'm
not,
obviously, I'm not Pokemon.
Because Mew, basically, they got a piece of Mew, and then they put him in the lab, and then that's why.
They cloned,
and then they got Mewtwo instead of getting another Mew.
Right.
So they tried to artificially create a Pokemon, but there was just like, he was like, nah, nigga, y'all can't control me.
If I remember correctly, Mew was supposed to be like the strongest at that time.
Correct. It was supposed to be the legendary Pokemon. Yeah.
It's the first one, and they fucked up the lore so fucking bad now, because it's like everywhere now. But it's 20 years of Pokemon, so...
Mew is everywhere now?
Because Mew was supposed to be, like, it had special. The genes for every Pokemon.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be the only one.
Right. Yeah. And then you got Arceus. Arceus is, like, the legendary Pokemon that created all... Like there's he's, like, the Big Bang Pokemon.
Yeah, there's, like, God Pokemon now, yeah.
He's, like, the Big Bang Pokemon, and then...
Does he look cool?
Yeah, Arceus is tight.
Yeah, Arceus is cool.
Yeah, I got out... Like, I said this before, I'll say it again. I got out Pokemon once they dropped Digimon, bro.
Digimon's hard. But,
it's just a little too dark, and it's too much. It was just a lot.
Digimon?
It was just a lot.
Digimon was a lot.
Yeah, because, I mean, the fate of the world's on the thing. Yeah,
it was a lot. These niggas went straight from Summer Camp to fucking...
Saving the world, like, for real. Like, they was, like, literally watching Digimon die.
I remember the first time I saw the Angelmon episode where he was like... He had to go back to his egg form because he's like, I used all my energy.
Yeah.
TK, but don't worry, I'll be back.
Yeah.
He was like,
sad.
No, Panama!
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon had a good... Digimon had a good run, bro. And, like, Pokemon, to me, never in a million years I know, like, within that community, like, the diehards, they kept that shit going. But, like, on a pop culture level... Never did I think it would come back around the way that it did.
Oh no, it's but it's never left. That's the thing.
I'm saying within that
what I thought would never come back was Pokemon cards.
And I meant the whole shebang.
No, but they never left. Pokemon games have been selling.
You talking about the influence of it, like how Pokemon has influence,
like,
but Digimon
Pokemon
doesn't.
Go and everybody in at literally the world started playing Pokemon Go, and then. I'm saying, like...
Digimon has it over there, like, in Japan and other places,
sure.
But not here.
Because, look, when Pokemon first came out, we used to watch a show, name that Pokemon at the end of the episode, all that. I was like, oh, yeah, this is cool. That was, like, what, first, second grade, maybe? Then third, fourth,
90,
fifth.
What, Dalton? Like, 98, 99?
Yeah, I was late 90s. Late 90s.
So, after that, I felt like the culture moved on to whatever was next. And, like, Pokemon was like, oh, bro, you still playing with Pokemon? Like... We on whatever now. And shit. So many years later, like, culturally, it
keep holding
back.
On to that card because that Mewtwo got me $15 on
Man,
eBay.
Look.
I still got
but
those.
All them games one. Sell. Every time.
I believe it.
I still buy them.
Every time.
I got an app that I've been paying for the last, like, 5 years. 324 with all my Pokemon. Like, Pokemon Home for all the games.
Yep.
Hey, man, I got stories with them niggas, bro.
I feel you. I'm not... I don't know.
If I can trade my cats for one of my Pokemon, I would do that shit in a heartbeat. Fuck them little niggas. Jeez. I would get my Electrovile over here, and we would be fucking shit up.
Oh, yeah. I did say tell Khalil I was going to call him, but I didn't.
Yeah, put him on the pod.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
You doing?
We doing the pod, bro. We got in here chit-chatting. I just remembered I said I was going to call you, brother.
Oh, no, that's all good. When y'all still doing it now?
Yeah, like you're on the pod.
Oh, well, hey, man. good evening.
Yeah.
You know, Juneteenth.
Exactly. There you go. I love to drop this right there. Yes, sir. Juneteenth, baby.
Wait till you see the video I'm cropped out of it.
Yeah, Don's not even in the footage, bro. Kick that nigga out.
Don, we love you, but as it should be, you know what I mean?
It was my idea, so yeah.
And that's why we love you. That's why we love you. Well, technically, you halfway Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying? So good.
Don ain't halfway nothing. He is 100% white man.
From the mountains of Caucasus.
Nah, he got blood in the game though, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like he got
I would say skin. Not so much as blood.
That's great.
That's so much as blood. But I will give you a call after we wrap this.
No, that's a bet. While I'm live, I just wanna say Chris lies to people about beats he's gonna make.
Oh yeah.
And doesn't do it.
We already kinda touched on that a little bit.
That's cool. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a witness.
Did bro pay for him?
I don't know who said that, but you can shut the fuck up. Okay. I love you. I'm pretty sure it's somebody I love, but we ain't talking about that famous right now.
Hey, because if that nigga didn't pay for it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, that's definitely Miles Anderson.
No, that's Ryan.
That's Ryan? Oh, shit. No, hey, Ryan is a lying ass nigga, too.
I just got back home, nigga. Damn.
No, you just got back home?
Yes, bro, like in Dallas,
right?
Hey,
you know what? It's cool, man. That's off the pod dude right there, bro. You need to respond to your text message, baby. That's we are going to tap in, Ryan. We have money. Ooh, Ryan, I'm going to talk to you.
Fuck, bro. That's why I didn't want to say nothing.
Yeah, he knew he was.
I don't know why you did.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did, bro.
That's all little,
cause he got, cause he got, cause he got a play going, and I need to make the play for him.
I see.
It was, bro.
I'm sorry.
And Ryan, the type of nigga that be like, yeah, bro, I'm gonna be there tomorrow. No reply.
Bro, I lived in Austin. I'm so sorry, bro. I had other vendors.
So you back for good?
I have other vendors. Yeah, I'm good. I'm here now. You can have the rest of it. I'm still with the shits. I have all of it. I'm jobless.
Are you with the shits?
I'm jobless. So
that's all I want to know. Okay. All right. Well, hey, man.
Oh, this nigga always got a play going, bro. See, he just flipped on a nigga, bro?
Hey, baby. Either you're buying. This life is either you're buying or selling. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I'm selling.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Chris. We will holler at you later, baby boy.
All right, man.
That's why I asked if he paid for them hoes. Right, that nigga mad, bro. Nah, because he wanted to buy some alcohol, but he didn't. I didn't get no like payment, so I didn't really give me like any obligation to come down here. Because I was going to do it, but I was like, damn, I need a payment, bro. But I didn't get nothing, so I was like, fuck it. Right.
We never get anything in this world. We deserve.
Boop.
Yeah, he did. Did I do that?
No, he did that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, shit.
Because you're messing with the USB that's on the TV.
I love you guys, bro.
Too late now.
I can do what I want. I'm black.
No, we can't.
Shit. You got to know how to talk to these people. Manipulation.
Nah, bro. That's how you end up dead.
Oh, shit. Never mind. That's
another story.
What's the last thing you want to say before we get out of here?
I love you guys. That's it.
Okay. I ain't got nothing. Look, you know, this pod, we were just, you know, chilling. We going to be back better than ever next week.
Yep, because
maybe.
I won't be here.
I don't know, because
Chris needs a break, it'll be me and Ryan.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Don. What the fuck? Why you sound annoyed? You better calm down, nigga.
And
it's Juneteenth.
And we need Amanda up here while I'm up here, because I definitely want to talk to her ass on here, because that shit funny as hell.
She'll probably be here. The only reason why she'd come, because it was Juneteenth.
Nah, she was dealing with the Obernick kid. Oberquinn.
Oberquill, bro.
Nah, I was like fucking with her man, because he really, nah, I'm chilling.
Yeah, any last remarks from you, Dalton?
No, I'm not here.
I think his name was Austin.
Keep it that way, white boy. You cracker.
All right, well, you heard it here first. This podcast is officially over.
Unsaltine cracker at that.
So I'm unseasoned?
So there's no salt on him? Then he's a good guy then. Because there's no salt in the game. All right, bro.
Yeah, but he tastes nasty. You eat unsalted crackers?
All right, we talk about crackers.
Hey, shut your ass up, white boy.
You can't silence me.
Yes, I can. Watch.
Yeah, I mean, you can press mute if you want.
Nah. All right, y'all. We going to holler at y'all. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for tuning in. Don't start making clips again. or you really get fired.
All right, well,
I beat your ass till it's red, boy.
How about the one who doesn't have kids do it? But you know what I'm saying?
Send me the files, nigga. You said kids. That was plural.
I have a kid, bro.
You said kids.
Yeah.
They're shooting for three.
But as of right now, you said plural. Like,
so if he don't get a girl,
y'all got an album dropping or what?
If it's another boy, he's gonna get another girl.
Yeah, calling a baby an album is crazy. Y'all got an album dropping in?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, a collab.
Let's hope, let's hope
is
not.
Everything is Love Part 2?
Let's hope not.
All right. What would you and Shelby's group name be?
If what?
Y'all were a duo, a duet.
Coffee Creamer. Half and half.
Yeah, wow.
The white and black connection.
The Ivories.
The Ivories. That's dope, too.
Everything's ivory.
You're missing the most obvious one, man.
The Appliances.
What? Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, yeah, that shit gay.
Yeah. I was waiting to close it on that. I was waiting for that. Cause I said that in my head.
It's only gay cause it's so obvious. Like, yeah. Don't be obviously gay. Be a secret gay.
It's Pride Month though.
It's Juneteenth. Okay. For all that, yeah, shit. You... I had to. Never mind. You could give me fired.
You already gonna get fired for that. That's hilarious, bro.
Gay is not a derogatory term.
It is.
Gay means happy. That's what they told me in elementary school.
That is true.
How you used it was stupid.
Nah, we're gonna name our album Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And I was like, oh, that's happy.
Okay, great. I'm gonna turn the mics down now. We're done.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.